Jema. So the question is that, those who were present during the physical presence of Sri Aurobindo and the mother, and what about many, many of us now, which includes at least me, I don't know about you, many of us, yes, who came after the mother and Sri Aurobindo have left their physical bodies. So what is the difference? So the difference is it's much easier for those who have come later. And this is not my saying only. This is what Rabindraji once told. Very interestingly, he said, you don't know, some other sadhak also said, but he is still there, so I won't take his name. He said, it's much easier for you. And mother hinted that to Huta. When Huta asked her, she said, you do not know that in times to come, my children will come and love me so much that you people cannot even imagine. These are her words, not my words. And now first I am talking of that part, then the general principle. Then Rabindraji said, you people have the big advantage. Once something very similar even Vijayabhai told me, that he said, you know, when we were there, we would treat her like a human mother. Even Chotnaranji said, we were there with our small little problems. But those who come later, they have the big advantage of not going through the human persona. This not to say that the human persona has a great purpose, tremendous purpose. Its main purpose is not like during this period acceptance of disciple. No, human persona has this great advantage that at the material level, one is work at the physical level can only be done when the divine takes a material body. It is independent of the disciples. Disciples have nothing to do with that. Second, the human persona could bear many of the material shocks of the disciples. So this part is there. But other than that, also because the concrete senses, you know, it impacts upon the senses. But fundamentally, sadhana is always an inner process and it actually begins, Sri Aurobindo says in synthesis, the sooner you discover the divine master within you, the better it is. So her presence within, so because we didn't go through that in this life at least, through the human persona, I have met people, mother's own, from her family lineage, from the one of the men, okay, so that people don't mistake. And he was telling me, I don't know, I have seen her in her moods. So I said, yeah, but they are not human moods. Divine, or human moods are derived from the divine. So he couldn't understand this. We have not seen the mother in one of her moods, as they say. But we understand her mood. We understand that she is cleansing it all with a big stroke. But people who were there, they understood, because that's the problem of the physical mind and the physical seeing. So those who came that time, they had one big disadvantage, that they had to see through the human persona. We can bypass it. In fact, we bypass it. The second advantage that today's generation has is the fact that all the books and works are available. Think about Nirodha, Dilip Kumar Roy raising doubts after doubts. Now we have everything available, ready-made, thanks to these pioneers and their doubts. When people say that, yeah, these people used to have such doubts, I say, thank them. They bore the burden of doubts and cleared the way for us. So this is the second advantage. Third biggest advantage, and the mother speaks about it, is the manifestation of the supermind. It is doing two things. Pushing, turning the consciousness forcibly inwards. So you see, so many movements have begun last 60, 70 years that you see. Because presence is turning the consciousness inward. There is a spiritual seeking, hunger, thirst which has come. And on the other hand, it is making matter more and more receptive. There are many other things supermind is doing, but these two things it's doing for definite. So the discovery of the psychic being has become much easier. And because body is becoming receptive, we can take a great advantage of that. Many things happened after 56. For instance, 58. Mother said that in 60s, the children who are going to come after 60s, especially after 67, they are going to be very, very special. Now, many of these children, she said among the devotees, but they must have been 3 or 4, may not have even darshan of the mother. It is understood. So, this one part, when we look at the stories of history of avatars, it has been like that. The avatars are from the future. Now, the general part, this very, like, specifically to Mother and Sri Aurobindo. The avatars come from the future. And it is understood that humanity in the present is not ready to receive or understand them. Why do they come from the future? Because in the present, humanity is undergoing a great crisis. So if it doesn't come from the future, it may just collapse and disintegrate. So that's the whole purpose. The Gita speaks of that. So Sri Aurobindo and the mother came from way beyond the future. And they came in the present. So all the journey from this point onwards till the future from where they have come, they are conducting it. That's the whole purpose. And the mother speaks of that when Sri Aurobindo physically withdraws. She says that all of him, not just as a presence that guides and illumines, but as a dynamic consciousness, he is present. And there are so many experiences of the mother. The same applies to the mother. Because the avatar's leela, in real terms, real time, begins actually after a while after the departure and the physical withdrawal. So you see, when you see during Ram avatar, very few people knew that, you know, Rama is really divine, Sande. Because of the custom, they believed that king is Lord Vishnu. But they believed that about all the kings at that time, point of time. And Rama himself denies it when he is asked. But over a period of time, people begin to understand something of Rama. With Krishna, it is so evident. Just about five, I mean, leaving aside the Gop and Gopi, that's, they are special beings. But just about 5 or 6 people who, or 7 people who understood something about the divinity of Krishna, very partially. But see, much later, there are king sages, there are yogis, you know, who with the name of Krishna, with the love of Krishna, for whom Krishna is so very real, living, and they have risen to Krishna consciousness and Krishnahood simply by that love for Krishna. Same thing you will see with Christ, another avatar. I understand that later on there is a tendency to form religion, that's one part of it. But the real work, and this is described very beautifully in Essays on the Gita, in the chapter on the divine works, where at the end Sri Aurobindo describes that who gets the fruits of the avatars coming, the inner fruit of the avatars coming. The inner fruit. Okay. Are you seeing? I can read that passage because it's a very powerful passage. The inner fruit. It's the last passage on that chapter in Essays on the Gita of the avatars coming. And it says, who are the ones who get it? And this is Sri Aurobindo writing in Essays on the Gita, which applies very much to, you know, could you find it? No. I will open the chapter. Just give me a moment. I think, just give me a moment. The inner fruits of the avatars coming. Okay, the divine birth and divine works. There we go. Yes, got it. Yeah. So this is from the chapter on the divine birth and the divine works. And what happens ultimately when the avatar, this is the last bit, so it is like the testament. The inner fruit of the avatar's coming is gained by those. So the avatar has come and gone. Who gains? Who learn from it the true nature of the divine birth and the divine works. And who, growing full of him in their consciousness and taking refuge in him with their whole being, manmaya mam upashritaha, purified by the realizing force of their knowledge and delivered from the lower nature, attained to the divine being and divine nature, madbhavam. So this is where, who will gain from it the coming of the divine is those who inwardly grow full of the divine. One may live in the ashram, even physically. It's not to say it doesn't have its own advantages or its own joy, but one may not be able to gain, whereas one may come later in time but be full of the divine. Also because, and that's the final thing, some of the people who were there during that time suddenly didn't complete their sadhana in one lifetime. That's plain speak, that's common sense, whatever you call it. So what happens to them? Does it mean when they come, either they will, because physical presence is not there, so they cannot do the sadhana? Or does it mean that their sadhana becomes aborted, arrested at that point of time where they left the body? Obviously, both these propositions are absurd. Or does it mean that when they come here, it is only for a select few that Shubhendra and the mother will act? It is said of Sri Ramakrishna like that, that some of his disciples for the next 300 years, he has himself said, there would be a continuation of, you know, those whom he had initiated, who walked into his, he'll continue to guide them. But here, Shubhendra and the mother have undertaken the whole nature transformation. So someone who remembers long back, somebody has been connected with Shubhendra, Dilip Kumar Roy as Hector, and Shubhendra calls and remembers who he is. So sadhana will continue, yoga will continue, and as the psychic being develops, let us say in one life somebody reached one point, and now physically mother and Shubhendra, physical to the physical eyes, may not be present. So this person, he is going to come with the gain in the sadhana. In the Gita, when we read, that's exactly what Sri Krishna says. He doesn't say that his yoga of the Gita will depend on my presence. That, look here, Arjuna, I am giving you these profound truths, but you know, unfortunately, I don't know. After the war, I am already 90. Give and take another, you know, maybe a few decades after I depart, I don't know what will happen. He doesn't say that. He said, those who have turned to me, they will come back born in the family of devotees in circumstances where they will quickly pick up the yoga and they will attain to me. He even goes on to say, which Sri Aurobindo brings out in several places, that even a lady or a man or whoever with pap karma, who has been indulging in the gravest sin, if they remember the Lord, they should be regarded as a saint, because very soon they get purified by the Lord's name, the Lord's presence, and they attain to liberation. These are words of the Gita. Sri Aurobindo describes them at great length in Essays on the Gita and Synthesis of Yoga. So it means that even when the Lord's physical presence is not there, the Lord's name is there. The Lord's consciousness is there. That's what mother told to Huta. She said, when you are not there, then mother suddenly says, but my consciousness and my love will always be there. That is the transmuting power. Physical presence, I mean, I am not going into supramental transformation and all those things, but their consciousness, their physical presence, dynamic presence, all this is there. So yoga never really dependent that way on their physical body. The supramental manifestation depended on their physical body. That's how we have to look at it. And I, for one, fortunately, so many I see people, young people, suddenly opening, turning, having experiences. What else is left? Whether then, most of all, above all, so this is 3, 4, 5, 6 things. Also, the mother has arranged it like this. For instance, the Superman consciousness, guiding man. But most importantly, Savitri. which the mother herself has said, that this can lead you to the highest transformation without the help of a guide. These are her words. So they have given us abundance, abundance. Of course, physical presence is a joy, but the sadhana and the yoga and its fulfillment does not depend on that. Just like to say in the end, people ask that, does one, today only someone asked that, is it important to join the ashram for this yoga, to do the yoga? No, even during Sri Aurobindo's physical presence, there were disciples who were outside. There are letters like that. There were disciples in Bombay, there were disciples in other places, even other side of the globe. There always were disciples who were outside. Some of them, when they would come, they would join the playground, participate in the activities. So while all these things have their place and meaning, but the yoga depends only on, is the journey of the aspiration fed by sincerity, surrender, offering, and led to its culmination and fulfillment by the mother. Mother is the path, mother is the goal. Jai Ma.